moet in die eerste gast.
Ja, ja, ja. We moeten daar misschien kunnen we alweer lekker hebben. Ja, dat is dat. 3, 2, 1.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tariqatan wa sahbah wa al-kharif al-jum'iyyah madat ya sayyidina tasur ya sultan. Alhamdulillah, Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, he said that in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the speeches were really short, but the prayer was long. Because it was sweet and it gave them power. So we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us also something sweet that gives us power. So the Prophet ﷺ mentions in the hadith, Al-Mu'minu mir'atu al-Mu'min, that the believer is the mirror of the believer. And generally this is explained as saying, well, whatever characteristic you don't like in a person is actually a reflection of yourself. So you see in him yourself. But there are, as you know, the words of the Prophet ﷺ, there are oceans of meanings, oceans upon oceans. And this hadith we've mentioned before, but we want to focus on just one specific point, and that is that we begin most of our practices with 3 times shahada. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 3 times, and then 100 istighfar, and then astaghfirullah min kulli dhanbin wa ma'asiyatin wa min kulli ma yukhalif fi din Islam. I'm asking Allah forgiveness for every sin and every wrongdoing and everything against the religion of Islam. Then you make one time for the Fatiha. So this was also actually the advice of Sheikh Nazim. When people asked him, if you want to recite Quran, what is the adab? Of course the adab is to have wudu. If you're holding the book, the mushaf. If you don't hold the mushaf, you can recite Quran without wudu, because you do it from the heart. But you should not be in janabah, so you should have ghusl. Okay. So we mentioned, because one of our grand sheikhs, Sheikh Ahmed Sirhindi, was mentioning about how states are reflected in one another. And you find that the Shuyukh of Tasawwuf mention the mirror, the metaphor of the heart as a mirror a lot. And this is already, the Prophet ﷺ mentions Al-Mu'min Mir'at al-Mu'min. He used the first mirror, the metaphor of a mirror. So sometimes it is explained, when you make the 3 times shahada and the istighfar, you make istighfar from your existence. Which sounds quite sophisticated, philosophical. Like all this. But we want that Allah gives us something from this istighfar, so we might understand something of it. Like Imam Ghazali was saying that the characteristics of the nafs are on 3 types, mostly. One is that of, 4. One of them is of a dog. That's the first one. Wants to bite people, is aggressive, always fight with people. That's the dog, aggression. They have the pig. The pig is about lust, sleep, food, all types of lust. It's clear. The pig, and then you have the demon. That's when you want to be cunning. You want to deceive people. You want to make different hiyal. Hiyal is a trick to trick people and these type of things. So these 3 are the main of the ego, and then 1, which is a bit of characteristic actually of the soul, which is angelic in nature, and that is that it wants to become a god. That is what Fir'aun actually had. أَنَا رَبُّكُمْ الْأَعْلَى. I am your biggest ilah. Even he said, Ya Haman, make for me a big ladder so I can see this God of Musa. Astaghfirullah. I look, who is this? Arrogance. So this is the spiritual arrogance actually. So these are the, and Imam Ghazali said these are like statues. Like the statue of a pig. And every time you give into the lust, it's like you make sujood for the pig. And when you become angry, without haq, without right, you make sujood for the dog. So, why is this important? Because they have this thing in mantiq, which is not the subject of today, but you have outer perception. You see something on the outward. But you also have inner perception. So you see, for example, yourself, and that means you're seeing your emotion. I have perception of my emotion. But we would say in English language, I feel. But actually, it's you perceiving an emotion. But the emotion is in you, so you cannot differentiate, is it me or not? Whereas if I see a table, I think, well, that's a table, and this is me. I'm the one seeing, the table is the thing being seen, and there's an image in my mind, that is the table. This is what they study in logic. But on the inside, it's different. Because I am seeing, but what I'm seeing is myself. But if we are more specific, it is actually emotion. But you are not the emotion. You experience the emotion. So there's a lot of things in the inward of the human being which is not necessarily our essence. So that's why this college, you will find, like Imam Al-Ghazali would say, you have, you're an intellect, you're a heart, you're a nafs, you're a soul, you're all these different things. Now coming to the, so what does this mean, this istighfar? This istighfar of yourself is that we are so blocked by the perception of ourselves. Because I'm conscious of myself, isn't it? I'm conscious of myself. But the consciousness of myself is the thing, is like, which is blocking me of being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's as simple as that. It's like when you watch a movie, when you're completely focused on the movie, you forget yourself. So it's possible. You're completely in the movie. So if we could just, in seeing ourselves, in perceiving ourselves, could have a moment where we're not too caught up with ourselves, we could perceive, not a literal way, Allah and the Prophet. We perceive different spiritual realities. But then, so that's like the mirror, right? So in front of the mirror, you have like a picture of your own existence. You see yourself. But even that is a step further, because most of us have these statues in front of the mirror. So when the light is reflected, there is the statue of the dog, the statue of the pig, the statue, and maybe other things. You have traumas, you have this self-image, you have self-esteem. All these things the ego make becomes things that block the mirror. So when we start any practice and we make three times shahada, we make the intention to enter anew in Islam. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, renew your iman. جَدِّدُ إِمَانَكُمْ بِقَوْلِكُمْ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Renew your iman. So with the three shahada, we want to renew our Islam. And with istighfar, we want to make, we ask forgiveness for all these things that block us, that are blinding us actually. Al-mu'min mir'atul mu'min. There's blocking the light for coming into our hearts. So every time we do that, it's like we're starting like a reset. We're starting a new prayer. Because if you don't do the reset, you go into the prayer and the things come. These ideas and all these things we just spoke about, it will come into your mind. But the istighfar is like cleaning them prior to it. Having a nice cleaning. And al-mu'min mir'atul mu'min. That the believer is the mirror of the believer. But then the words of the prophets are oceans. Al-mu'min is also a name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And al-mu'min is also a name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet is the mirror of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not in a literal sense. We don't take literal. We don't go into like shirk and kufr and hulul and these type of things. Like wahdatul wujud, that you say there's only one existence in reality. And that this is, everything you see is Allah. We don't say this, astaghfirullah. The way the ulama describe it is wahdatul shuhud. You see that Allah is creating everything. In that sense, you only see one. So for that, in our tariqah, is such an easy way. You start a deed, and it's in our program, three shahada, 100 istighfar. Obviously, because you say then, asik, forgiveness for everything that's against Islam, which is all sins, all sinfulness, all sins, which is like a general term, a lot falls under it, missing prayer, shahwa, all these things that prevent us from becoming closer to the reality of Islam, we ask forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course in the Fajr prayer, then you make istighfar for the other levels. And one of them is what I just mentioned, that your heart is when there's something in front of the mirror, there's no reflection. Simple as that. Because the mirror will reflect the thing that's in front of it. So if there's a statue of a dog, you're going to see a dog. And then even if you're making dhikr, you'll be, which is good. Even if you make dhikr and you're not conscious of Allah, it's still good because you're making dhikr with the tongue. It's still good. But the dhikr of the heart is that the mirror of your heart is clean. Everything is taken away. It's nice how the Prophet ﷺ, when they went to the Fath Mecca, and he took all the statues away of the Kaaba. All the statues. He took them out, cleaned the house. Like this. Oh, I'm not saying that the heart is the Kaaba. These are other type of metaphors that I don't know about. It's not my point. But the point is to clean the idols. That's what we want to do. And this is such a beautiful, simple way in the tariqah. Three shahada, 100 istighfar. Who cannot do this? So easy. So may Allah make it easy for us. That we can use this in front of before our practices. And mostly when we start reciting the Quran. And mostly when we pray. Inshallah. inshallah. So Allah make it easy for us. May Allah forgive me. May Allah bless you. Bi hurmati al-habib, bi hurmati al-fatiha. No, it's not.